When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Talk about waking up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. He woke up in a jail cell, breaking overnight. Morgan Wallen arrested last night in Nashville. We had talked about this a little at the top of the hour with What's Buzzing, but threw a chair off the top of Eric Church's new bar, Chiefs.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Six stories down, and it landed 3 feet from a couple of Nashville police officers.
And luckily didn't land on anyone.
I know. Thank God. So who knows? I'm sure there's going to be more coming from Morgan today or tomorrow and a public apology. We know the drill. It's almost with him. It always seems to have some apology attached to it.
You can't not apologize.
I know, but I mean something that goes on that he has to apologize for. And I was looking forward to you coming in today and telling me about the great show in Indianapolis because he played Thursday and Friday night there. You were at the Thursday night show.
At Lucas Oil, and it was a packed crowd mm-hmm. and belted out every single song, danced my butt off, had a blast. I guess I haven't been to a concert in a while, or maybe this is new when they hand you a wristband now for when you get in. Mm-hmm. There was like an LED light attached to the wristband.
Oh.
So it kind of like unites the crowd, and when different songs are playing, it lights up different colors. So that's kind of cool.
It just does that on its own.
On its own.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it probably, I don't know, got my DNA and all my information sent to the whatever. But
so during whiskey glasses, everybody hold up your wrist and it's going to be one color.
Because your hands are in the air anyways and whatever. So it just, the whole stadium is united and lit up, lit in more ways than one. I'm guessing that alcohol was probably involved in his
chair-throwing incident,
Yes, and the best comment I've seen is, leave them Broadway chairs alone. Now, I was looking forward to coming here and just to say all these great things about him, because I had gone to the Shoe last year to see him, and I felt like he wasn't very interactive with the crowd.
And that was right when he had cut his hair.
Yes, the night of. And I will say his hair is growing back, but it doesn't matter. He did a great job, put on a great show, so I hate that he's, made bad decisions.
It's tainted.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you had actually brought me in a gift.
Yeah, well, so I didn't know this existed, but he has Morgan Wallen's sweet tea out now, big cans of it, which is funny enough, at Kroger, it was in the protein powder section is where they sell it. So what's it called over there?
The Ryle?
R-Y-L? Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. Sweet tea crafted by Morgan Wallen. Well, I'm surprised there's not Tito's in this can. If that's the case.
Who knows? It might be twisted tea from Morgan Wallen. So I thought you would enjoy those, the peach and the lemon and the sweet. So, all right, well, we'll have more on Morgan as it develops throughout the morning. But wow, what a thing to wake up to on Monday morning there.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, and the male voice you hear on there is our own afternoon host, Jesse Tack, who joins us now. How do,
Hi,
Jesse?
Guys. Yes.
And, I'm looking outside right now, and my goodness gracious, over here to my right, there's clear skies, Jesse.
I know. I need that to be up north as well, because that's where we're, me and Anna are getting ready to head for Eclipse Day.
All right, so you're going to Wapakoneta, Ohio, which
yes.
is a pretty good distance past Dayton up near Lima.
How far is the drive?
Well, right now, it's an hour and 40.
Okay.
So it's, maybe it's a little less than 2 hours maybe with everything. But it's the home of Neil Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
Also home of the Neil Armstrong Space Museum.
Ooh.
And which is where we will be. And it's where all these people will be converging for the eclipse, because we will get almost 4 minutes of totality.
Four minutes?
That's why we're going.
That's a long time.
It's some of the longest. I don't know. I mean, there's a couple other places around the country where it might be a little over four, but to put it in perspective, this is double the amount of totality that we got in 2017 when I went to the central location in the entire country, Hopkinsville, Kentucky. That was maybe 2 minutes.
So when we're saying totality, it's going to be dark for 4 minutes?
Dark, yeah.
Yeah. They said that they're actually, some of the insects might start communicating with each other because they get confused and think it's not. You might start hearing crickets and things of that
nature.
You do. Nature.
Oh, yeah. I mean, instantly. Well, first of all, when you go into totality, you could take your glasses off immediately. And it's like that scene in Lord of the Rings. Like you look up and you see like a fiery ring in the sky for like 4 minutes for us.
Wow.
Porch lights start coming on. Insects start chirping. Like animals freak out a little bit. And the temperature drops probably 10 or 15 degrees, like instantly. And then at the end of 4 minutes, I will never forget the moment where the sun peeked back out for a millisecond. And it was the brightest bolt of light in my bare eye that I've... So you put your glasses on right away anyway, but it was, that's how bright like 0.1% is. So this is why we've been saying 99% isn't enough.
Yeah. But, I mean... You guys, you're gonna, I mean, that's amazing that you have 4 minutes of darkness.
It's I'm honestly excited to see what Anna says about it because she's not experienced it before.
Oh, she's a first timer. Okay. For this. Now, where did you say you were broadcasting again?
This is Wapakoneta, Ohio, at the Armstrong. I believe it's the Air and Space Museum up in Wapakoneta, just off 75 North.
I know you get hangry, Jesse. It's a decent drive. You got any like moon pies? Are you doing any of the shakes that they're doing?
Sunflower seeds.
Have you thought about sun chips? Have you seen Big Dave's video of an Oreo cookie and a piece of cheese together?
A Reese's peanut butter cup. I'm sorry, get it right. My over bad. There. Yeah.
This just sounds like an excuse for Dave to eat junk food.
It was. It's a beautiful thing. All right, so we'll be able to tune into you guys on your way. Are you going to be doing any break-ins on the way there or just start right at 3?
I mean, it's up to you. We're going to... I told Anna that we need to leave at 8, so we'll see if we can make that happen.
She gonna be ready?
I don't know. Well, I told her to get here at 7:30, so I'm expecting a text here at about 7:29 that says she's just leaving her apartment.
All right.
But anyway, we'll leave at 8, so we might call in and chat with you guys.
Okay. All right. Let us know.
Safe travel.
Thank you.
Anna won't be here till 9.
Yeah.
She's gonna get here. She's gonna make it.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Joining us as he always does on Mondays, and this special eclipse day today is WCPO's John Matarese. First of all, John, what's your take on this Morgan Wallen thing, throwing the chair off the top of Eric Church's bar last night and getting arrested in Nashville?
I'm not as big a fan as Ashley, of course, when it comes to Morgan Wallen, but I've seen the guy, love his music, but wow, he's got to get it under control.
Grow up, I think.
I don't know if it's the drinking or the immaturity, but it's a bad combination.
Bad combo.
That could kill somebody.
All right, so we got eclipse day happening today. Right now, the forecast is looking pretty good. We got a pretty good viewing around here in the tri-state.
Yeah, this is amazing. And the problem is now, some people don't have eclipse glasses. And my suggestion would be, if you don't have them, just go to a place where a lot of people are watching, maybe with some, if you have friends there, great. And just ask if you can borrow somebody's glasses for 30 seconds. Hey, man, I don't have any. I don't want to ruin my eyes. Can I just borrow your glasses for 30 seconds? I think most people would say, okay,
sure thing,
you can go. You just look up for 30 seconds and I'll take them back. I would do that because otherwise you're going to be scrambling this morning. Now you can check. You can look around. Somebody just told me Menards, and I didn't even think of Menards, had glasses over the weekend, so they still had them. Some Lowe's stores still have them. Lowe's Home Improvement. People don't think of going there for them, but some of them still have them. Some Walmarts might. Ace Hardware. They had them. I don't know if they still have them. So you can check. I would maybe call, check around some of those stores. Also, great parks of Hamilton County, another one worth checking. Cincinnati Observatory, Mount Lookout. They have them, but you have to join the observatory.
I heard that for membership. Miami Whitewater Forest Park has them as well. And a lot of places where they're having them, they'll be passing them out where big people are. They have some extras there.
At some of these parks and places, they're actually going to be handing them out because they've stocked up.
And surprisingly, I'm going to a watch party at Frickers this afternoon from 1 until 3. So come get you some chicken. And they'll have glasses while supplies last, too.
You won't be able to get chicken grease on them. I got mine at Kroger, but I will say this was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I went yesterday, and I thought maybe I'll buy a couple more just in case somebody needs them, and I couldn't find them. So they must have been sold out there.
I think Kroger is sold out. I bet most Walmarts are sold out. But keep checking. Maybe call a couple of small places. You may be able to find them, or just go out to where the event is happening. You can borrow them. Or you can do the old-fashioned way with two paper plates and a pinhole in it, or where they say a cereal box in the pinhole, and you watch the shadow. I will tell you the problem with that is, so you make the little shadow and you're watching the shadow, and you know what you do after about a half a minute? you look up at the sky.
You're like, hey, what's making it do that? Yeah, then, your retinas are fried. All
so
right.
Keep checking. Talk to your friends. As I always say, don't waste your money.
And John Matarese, what are you working on tonight, buddy?
Oh, the eclipse economy. It's pumping billions of dollars into the U.S.'s economy. But, wow, how much lost productivity this afternoon. Is anything going to get done?
Eclipse Day, and right now our afternoon team, Jesse and Anna, are actually driving an old Eclipse, and they're on their way north to Wapakoneta, Ohio. They join us now. I mean, wouldn't that be fun to be driving in a Mitsubishi Eclipse right now?
No, I don't think that would be very fun. Do they even make those anymore?
No, they haven't in years. The last one we had, was it 2017? Statman, we had him driving around the 275 loop in an Eclipse.
Oh, my gosh.
So people could take pictures of it. But that was, they quit making them a long time ago. But you guys are in a reliable Jesse Tack truck driving to the spot, right?
No, Dave, we are in the reliable, which is questionable, B-105 truck.
Oh, yeah, questionable.
Because you better believe we're using company money on gas here. But we are driving north. Greetings from Dayton, as we have about 55 minutes left to get to the Armstrong Museum.
Awesome.
And the Neil Armstrong Museum in Wapakoneta, Ohio, where he's from. So that's where you guys will be watching today.
That's right. It's an epicenter. It's almost right near the center of a line of totality, which means we'll have almost 4 minutes of darkness. Our very own local astronomer, Dean Regas, said he'll be coming up, which means it should be a pretty good location because he's not looking to go anywhere where there are clouds.
Yeah, you have the expert, like, literally in the same path with you.
Yeah, we'll have the expert with us. We also brought my little sister along.
Oh, fun.
Say hi, Abby. Hi, B105.
Hi, B105. I like that. Hi, Abby. So, okay, so you guys are on your way. We need to know right now, what road trip snacks did you bring?
Oh, we got all the snacks. I've got string cheese. I have beef sticks. I got granola bars. I've got veggie trays, fruit, jerky, everything.
Wow.
I have 2 sandwiches, 2 protein bars, a couple cheese sticks, bag of peanuts, and 9 cans of Celsius.
9?
9?
Well, and Anna loves her some Celsius, so we are prepared, needless to say.
All right, so when you get there, you're going to be at the Neil Armstrong Museum in Wapakoneta, so you're going to be set up in case anybody else from here. I'm sure there's going to be a lot there. Because it's, like you said, 4 minutes of darkness. So where can people find you once they're there?
Yeah, so we will be outside of the museum. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to look, but we'll be, like, out in the parking lot, I guess, right outside the museum. We have our B-105 table. We'll be walking around, too. I had a couple listeners that said they might be there, and I told them to come say hi.
Now, I'm sure they will, but for the people that can't make it to Wapakoneta, what exactly is the rule on, like, using your phone when it's in total darkness? Could you do a Facebook Live to show, you know, the scene?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a tripod, so we'll set a camera up. We'll go on Facebook Live, and we might actually point it kind of at the surroundings instead of the sun because it's kind of hard. I mean, you can sort of tell, but what's really noticeable is the ground and, like, the outside, how much darker it gets.
Now, I did read this on Friday that if you're wanting to know what colors to wear today, red or green,
what?
If you wear those outside when the eclipse happens, those colors will actually react to the eclipse and semi-change colors to different colors of red and shades of green.
So during the last eclipse, I was in a cornfield surrounded by green, and I remember everything started looking kind of yellowish, orangish, almost like I had a pair of sunglasses on that was tinting everything.
Oh, that's weird. Cool.
So keep an eye on that. And also, very important, keep an eye on the shadows on the ground from trees because you'll see little, like, half crescents from the sun as the moon is eclipsing the sun.
Oh, very cool. All right. Well, it's all happening this afternoon on B-105. Jesse and Anna and Anna's sister,
Abby,
who says, hello, B-105. They are heading to Wapakoneta. 4 minutes of darkness. And happy Eclipse Day, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. Who was right last night?
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
And this morning we welcome Hannah into the Who Was Right Last Night courtroom. Good morning, Hannah.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
You are getting married here soon. By the way, when?
The end of June.
All right. So June bride, just barely, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're having your wedding, and right now you're having some problems with your mother-in-law. And this has to do with the fact of who you're marrying and what's going on. And it's nothing bad. You get along great with your mother-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really, it's more of a conflict between, not between me and my mother-in-law, but more between my mother and my mother-in-law.
And this has to do with planning your wedding?
Exactly, yeah. So my mother-in-law has taken pretty much control of planning the wedding, and my mom is feeling a little bit left out. And the reason for this is because my fiancé is Pakistani. I'm American, but my fiancé is Pakistani, and we're doing a Pakistani ceremony. And so his mother is the one who really knows all the vendors. She knows, like, what type of dress to wear, everything. And she's been the one to take control of this. So my mom, being that she always dreamed about my wedding ever since I was young, is feeling a little bit left out of some of the planning stuff here.
Well, because obviously she probably had no idea what a Pakistani wedding involved before you got engaged to a guy from Pakistan.
Exactly. Yeah. No idea.
Yeah, I guess we really don't know, but what are some of the differences?
So there are multiple ceremonies. We're actually going a little bit smaller, and we're doing two ceremonies. A lot of times people will do, like, many. The dress is hugely different. It can be any color. There's a veil, kind of like a scarf that will be, like, covering my hair. The makeup's different. The hair is different. The venue itself is different. The food is different. So it's really, it's a lot of different from what my mom had in mind, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, growing up, she's like, oh, my little girl's wedding, Dave. And then, I mean, it's nothing to do with the fact that he's Pakistani. She just didn't ever think this was a possibility.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, she loves him. Like, she loves that I'm marrying into this family. She just feels a little left out. You know, she wants to pick out the dress. She wants to be more involved in the planning and all that.
So what are you saying to your mom then?
So I'm trying to get her to understand that it is a little different. I mean, the dress itself, I'm not even picking it out. It's traditional for the mother-in-law to pick it out. So I think that she's understanding. She's coming around, but she's still a little sad about it. So she's a little, like, she's a little off with me. You know, you can tell when your mom's, like, a little upset. That's kind of how she's been.
Is there anything, like, a job you could give her for the wedding? Is there anything she can do?
You know, I haven't thought about that. I guess so. I guess she could be a little more involved with, like, the food and the hair and stuff. So she is, one thing I didn't mention, she is sitting down to meet with my mother-in-law in about a week. We're all going to sit down together and talk about this. So I'm hoping at that point that some things get kind of resolved, and maybe my mother-in-law has something that she can give my mom to do to kind of, like, make her feel more included.
Because it's not like your mother-in-law to be is like a bull just rushing through the whole thing. According to what you said, this is tradition that the mother of the groom picks out the wedding?
Picks out the dress, at least for the first ceremony. I've been kind of letting her take the lead on it because, like, personally, I'm never been the kind of person to, like, dream about my wedding. I think my mom cares about it more than I do. And for me, it's nice. Like, you know, she's taking the stress off. She's doing a really good job. She's taking care of everything. It's also about, like, being introduced into his family, right? And, like, she's like, that's a big deal.
You'd like us to, and when we open it up to our B105 listeners, for suggestions on how you can get your mom more included in the wedding planning process? Is that what you would like?
Yeah, yeah. And what can I say to her to help her understand that it's not about her?
Okay, okay.
I kind of like that idea, Big Dave, because I'm like, how is she going to butt into tradition?
All right, I'm just going to go with, you glanced at it a little bit when you were talking there a minute ago. Maybe before you sit down with your mother-in-law and your mother, you pull the mother-in-law aside and say, hey, I just want you to know that my mom is feeling really left out of this process. Is there anything she can do?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because, I mean, it sounds like your mother-in-law-to-be is pretty cool.
Oh, my God. She's amazing.
Yeah. And she's not going to be offended. And she'd probably understand.
That, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I think talking to them or talking to her is the first step you need to take.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
But let's see. 749-B105 and also through the app, Hannah. Let's see what happens. But best of luck to you and your upcoming nuptials there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Help her out. Let's hear it. 749-B105 and through the app.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Hannah, who is getting married at the end of June. She is marrying a guy from Pakistan. So it's a Pakistani wedding. As is tradition, his mother, her mother-in-law-to-be, is kind of running the show and picking out the dresses and everything else. And because of this, her mother, Hannah's mom, is feeling a little left out. She'd always dreamed about her daughter's wedding, and now she's not got anything to do. And she's like, how do I fix this? Because I want my mom to be happy. Alyssa from Cincinnati, do you have a suggestion for her? How can she do this?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I absolutely do. So I went through the same exact thing with my mother-in-law and my mom. My mom did not want to be really involved in the wedding planning. And I think it was actually because she was jealous of the relationship that I have with my mom. So I think that you're absolutely right that you need to sit down with your mother-in-law first and talk to her about how you can get your own mom involved more and just kind of go from there, but make it all sound like it was, you know, the bride's idea, you know, so that way it's not the mother-in-law pushing responsibility on the mom of the bride to be. So just kind of make it seem more organic.
Yeah.
To just kind of clear the air before you go through with everything is going to be really important.
All right. Thank you very much, Alyssa. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Desiree from Fairfield, what do you say?
I say the mom maybe picks out the dress for the second ceremony.
Exactly. Yes, that's a great idea. In fact, a lot of people are emailing that in through the B105 app this morning. That's a fantastic way to get her involved and you know, make her feel like she's a part of it.
100%.
And Charlie's weighed in on the B105 app and says, this just seems like a mom mother-in-law conversation. I would act as sort of a representation of your mom, kindly asserting the idea that she should definitely be a part, but otherwise this sounds like an easy resolution in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it is as easy as it sounds. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So, Ashley, remember a few weeks ago on Good Vibes, was talking about the guy in southern France, was taking his dog for a walk, looked over and saw a huge bone starting to stick out of the dirt.
Yeah, wasn't it a dinosaur or something?
Yeah, well, they started digging and excavated. It turned out to be almost a full skeleton of a titanosaur.
My gosh.
All right, so that's what he found while walking his dog. Now let's go over to Sussex, England, where 12-year-old Rowan Brannan was walking his dog with his mother in a field, and all of a sudden they look down and see something sticking out of the ground. So they grab it and pull it out, and it's caked in mud, and they start to clean it off. And the more and more dirt and mud they started to get off of there, they realized something. Hey, this is made of gold.
What?
Gold. Okay. And then they're like, well, there's got to be something else going on with this. So they had some experts look at it. Yeah, it's 2,000 years old. Are you ready for this? They found a Roman bracelet called an armilla. And this was a gold bracelet that was given to Roman soldiers as a mark of respect and valor 2,000 years ago.
Whoa.
2,000-year-old bracelet.
And this 12-year-old just finds it. Hey, what is that?
Out walking his dog in a field in Sussex, England. What is going on here? I was mowing my yard this weekend. I literally found a dog dish sticking up out of the ground. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, it was pink and it said Diva on the inside in perfect shape.
But it's not made of gold.
Yeah, and maybe a couple of years old. This is 2,000 years old, and it's been sitting in that field just waiting for someone to find it. And that someone was 12-year-old Rowan Brannon and his mom walking their dog.
I wonder what else is in that field.
I don't know, right? But I can guarantee you this. There is a team of archaeologists and excavators out there looking as we speak. In the meantime, the Armilla Roman bracelet is going to be going to the local museum there, as well as should. Thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we've got Alex from Anderson as she is driving her daughter to her grandmother's house so she can go to work to be a nanny. This is a lot of childcare going on here this morning, Alex.
Definitely.
Well, let's have that dad joke of the day. What do you got?
Did you hear about the constipated accountant?
No, I did not hear about the constipated accountant.
He worked it out with a pencil.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, gosh. Alex, what? Where did that joke go all of a sudden?
I definitely got that from my dad years ago.
Is he an accountant?
No.
Was he often constipated?
Gross. I can't answer that.
Well, you go have a wonderful day and enjoy the eclipse. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
All the way from Florence, KY, Sarah Wolfenbarger. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Dave. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, and your last name is the most awesome last name ever.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, did you marry into that?
No, that's a family name. I can thank my daddy for that one.
Oh, Wolfenbarger. You live in Florence. It says on your application that you take care of your grandma.
Yes, I am currently right now. I've been taking care of my grandma with dementia.
And that's just God's work right there as a granddaughter.
Dave, I'm telling you, the Lord has just really blessed me with to be in a position where not only has he given me grace, but he's given me strength to do it. Because there's been times where just back in the day, I'll just be honest, I used to be a bad alcoholic. You know, I used to struggle with drugs. And there would be many a times that, I mean, God forgive me, that I would be in there, you know, doing something, coming home late or whatnot, and my grandma would be just open arms taking care of me. And there'd be so many times where I had, you know, no remembrance of anything of what I was doing. And here, God love her now, she kind of is in the position, but not, you know, with drinking, but with the lack of memory. You know, I'm trying to just extend the love that she showed me with what an example that she gave me, you know?
She took care of you, and now you're taking care of her in her time of need.
Yes, yes. It's wonderful how God works, isn't it?
It is. And you're living proof of that, Sarah. I'm looking through some other things here, and this is awesome because I did this when I was a kid as well. One of your favorite memories of B105 is recording songs that we were playing on cassette tapes. Now, I could just see you in your little room at the Wolfenbarger house there doing that. So do you remember a song that you were trying to catch on B105?
Clay Walker's "I Can Make a Living Out of Loving You."
Oh my gosh, what a great song.
That's reaching deep, isn't it? That was one of my favorites.
You put down on your form, what song do you want to hear right now? And you said "Back Then, Right Now" by Tyler Hubbard.
Yes,
but
I love it.
But what was the song you wanted to record off? I mean, come on, you don't even have to get a cassette deck out right now. I'm going to let you decide. I will play Clay Walker's "If I Could Make a Living Out of Loving You," or we'll do Tyler Hubbard's "Back Then, Right Now." Pick it right now, girl.
Let's do Clay Walker. Because you know what? Just being able to have it on and not even having to worry about the cassette tape or anything, we just jam right now to it. Let's hear it.
Let's do it. Come on. Sarah, welcome to the B105 Country Club. And God bless you for taking care of your grandma.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you all. Thank you for everything that you all do. I love you all. I really do. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.